Hi, this is Tim from Radio Clash. Radio Clash is a podcast that's been going since November 2004. So it's been going for 18 months, and I've just done the 75th show. So I'm 75. Ooh, I look good for my age. And certainly that seems almost like very elderly in podcast years. It's almost like dog years. It's like, seems like something like 14 or something like that, since a lot of shows happened around the time of the sort of second wave, which is iTunes coming online. So I'm pre-iTunes, which makes me, lumps me in with a category of some people who are the originators. I don't necessarily feel that way myself, but anyway. The show is mainly about music, pretty much all about music. That's the driving force behind the show. Mainly are mashups and cut-up media and media that kind of challenges the status quo, or is political, or is kind of trying to do something a little bit different. Ever since I started doing it as a mashup show, I've kind of widened it out to cover things like weird covers or odd covers of songs, which kind of naturally fits with the mashups. Also originals and MySpace acts and unsigned acts and people I know who are doing their own music and that kind of thing. I haven't gone down the Podsafe direction for various reasons. Although that's the main driving force of the show, I've also had things like interviews and co-hosts on the show with Tim and Kirk shows, and recently Scott for the gay metal show, which is a lot of fun to do. They're kind of like when I'm just sort of letting my hair down and having fun, really. The usual show that goes on between then is more kind of a bit more serious, a bit more music based. But I will cover things like having interviews with people like Eric Clapton and DJ Earworm and Adrian and Mysterious D and various people from Uber. Even things like sort of going off on one for having rants and sort of political things every once in a while, or covering pride events. Certainly, initially, I was intending to be quite anonymous, not mentioning much about myself to begin with, and I felt more confident over the years to actually bring more of myself in. And the kind of like, it was weird, I kind of like had another coming out on the podcast. So I am part of Queer Podder, Q Podder. And I'm very much an out podcaster, but it's an interesting thing how much you do reveal of yourself, and how much that actually differs from your persona elsewhere, and how much that is a perceptual thing. But certainly I was quite happy to do that, and I recognised I was certain things I really didn't want to talk about, and certainly it's interesting, like things about work and my partner I do not include. But I always find it interesting. As I say, there's a radical side, there's a political side. Mostly comes to the music, either the appropriation, sort of cultural appropriation, and the whole kind of illegal side of mashups, because they'll never be licensed. And in the whole music licensing sphere, mashups are a kind of a sort of a black sheep, definitely. You can't, you know, you're not going to be able to license them. But I'm kind of hopeful there will be a day that will be like sampling became acceptable. Maybe mashups will happen, because there are money there. There have been several releases, and they have done quite well, of mashups. Most recently being the Rapture Riders one, which is by Gohan Productions, which was released on the Best of Blondie. So the older acts tend to be cooler with them. And they take a couple of years to clear, but eventually it does happen. So who knows, that's pretty much it. I was going to talk about a topic, but I have a bad cold, and I'm trying to not to lose my voice. So hopefully you check out the show. You can check me out at mutantpop.net/radioclash, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net, and there's other contact details on the blog. So I hope to see you on the blog, or on email, or as a listener. I haven't included any music because I wanted to keep this Britcaster thing very legit, because of course pretty much everything I play is probably not safe, not pod safe, and so I might include some of my music in the backing, but who knows. So I will speak to you soon. Okay, look after yourself, bye. Sample scenes, like this, why not sample scenes? Sample scenes, like this, why not sample scenes?